95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, and Josh from SR Perot right here. Morning Hog Brew Review that we are in the midst of. Now, we've gotten into some Dunkin' Spiked Coffees first. Now, we're Spiked Iced Teas.
Spiked Iced Teas, yeah.
It's a big market, Spiked Iced Teas.
Huge, right?
And Sparked.
You know, obviously, we have our friends over there at Twisted Tea kind of dominate that category, right? So, we have everybody trying to get in there. But with Dunkin', it kind of makes sense because they do have those refresher teas and stuff like that that they are known for specifically. So, why not throw 5% alcohol.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So we did the coffee on the front end there. Those were 6%. The iced teas are 5%.
Okay.
Start with, they got four different flavors here. Steve is slightly sweet. So let's start with that, right?
Do it.
Like I said, 5%. This one is their slightly sweet iced tea with a twist of lemon.
Ooh. All right. Let me give that a whiff.
I've really gotten into flavored teas over the last couple of years.
That smells good already.
They become friendly to me.
Seriously.
All day.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
All day with it. A little zest. Right?
Yeah.
A little tartness, maybe?
Yeah, from that lemon.
Right. That's nice. That, honestly, yeah.
If you still had a sweet tongue from knocking one of those coffees down, no problem. Put them there.
You still have a nice sweetness to them, too.
Yeah. It'll dust it right off. Get your taste buds popping right there.
I like
that. It's making me salivate.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm all right.
If you ain't choking.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
You want to finish that?
You ain't smoking.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going.
You know, those, just seeing that Dunkin' logo, too.
It's
right?
Yeah.
It makes me, mind happy. I want a donut, but I also don't want to take up space in my belly with a donut when I can just pour more booze in it.
You know, I almost wonder, if it wasn't for the big word spiked on there, if you were eating a donut, drinking one of these at like 9 a.m, if anybody would say anything.
I wouldn't think so. Right? You're right. So maybe some duct tape is what you're suggesting for us? Just for us here in the studio.
I mean,
some
white out.
White out. White out on here, yeah.
Yeah, Steve will doctor up a couple of for us later.
Yeah.
Our bosses, we're kind of walking by the window a minute ago. It's fine.
All right, so here's their half and half.
Okay.
Oh, dude, I love half and half. I love Arnold Palmer's.
Right?
It's my fave.
Steve's not a traditional golf enthusiast, but he likes Arnie, that's for sure.
Imagine drinking something so often that somebody aims to drink after
you. I would love it.
That is pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, I tried to get Riggs juice going for a while, Riggs but no one was buying.
You know, I had a couple bottles.
Yeah, he did. Steve got. I gave Steve some for his birthday.
Yeah, I got crunk.
He was like, what's in these? And I was like, drink it.
I didn't get any.
No, well, you don't want any. Oh, okay. Trust me, I like you. All right.
Really?
What, half and half.
Well, that's nicely balanced, too.
Oh, so wow.
In case anybody's not aware of what a half and half is, or an Arnold Palmer, it's half tea, half lemonade, right?
Oh,
so the flavor,
that's really delish.
The first one has a tartness from that lemon they put in there,
yeah.
But this is even more tart, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
but it's nice.
Yeah, this may be perfectly balanced there, and it's making me really think about, like, you know, we could get these in the studio each day. You know, and I don't think it's bad. It's not a bad idea. Share a little pick me up, 5%. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
I can still operate this board with 5%.
Just leveling out slightly. I got two more flavors, right? So this is the mango pineapple.
I smell the pineapple.
I love. By the way, I'll buy a pineapple. I'll cut that sumbitch up. I'll eat it. That's what I do with the actual pineapple. When you make it, it's probably all you can do with it. But you know, you can like set it as a decoration or something. Sometimes people put them on
upside
their door.
Down.
I see people put them on their doors and stuff.
Yeah,
pineapple
down.
Enthusiasts.
Weird.
I got to go visit some of those people because I love pineapples too. I like to meet other people who love pineapples. Cheers to your pineapple.
Do you core your pineapples?
What's that mean?
Never mind.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
It's real good. Now, again,
that is really good.
5%, but still, I'm not getting anything out of this. There's no flavor of alcohol in this brew.
That's really good.
Mm.
This one's made with green tea, too.
I
thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, so dragon fruit and what?
Strawberry.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I think this is one of the flavors they're really known for in their refreshers.
Oh, okay. These are the ones you can get at the, you know, if I whip around the drive-thru door, the one right down the road from.
Oh.
There you go,
You know what this kind of, the smell of this reminds me of? Remember those red Sobe drinks?
I remember.
Before my time.
Yes.
I remember the logo and everything, but I was too young to drink them.
This is great. This has got like almost a Snapple or one of those fruit refreshers. I mean, I get Dunkin' refreshers. It's a thing.
Wow, excellent. You're right. We did say the best for last.
They are refreshing. See, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Just thinking ahead.
Wow.
Total Wine, Winn-Dixie's, local independents, and then you should start seeing them other retailers as well, but the easiest way, always.
Oh, srprod.com/beerfinder. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's the one.
Go online on the computer or something. Wow, Dunkin'. I mean, honestly, when you said, hey, I'm bringing Dunkin' in, and Steve and I were like, Steve's on a donut thing. Steve was kind of upset. He was like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm a bagel guy.
So he ate like four bagels right before this, so it was weird because he didn't want to have any room for donuts. I like the French crullers.
Okay.
And the vanilla cream powder, you know, powdered sugar ones.
Gross.
Yeah, I like those. What are you talking about? And the lemon, too, because it's a contrast. It's so sweet, and then boom, lemon kicks in.
I feel like you just named the three worst donuts.
Yeah,
I was He did, didn't he? What do you think I said gross?
That's like the best donuts. But I was thinking about it, and I was expecting that, and you brought this is way better. Because I was like, there's no alcohol in donuts, Josh. What are you doing? And you surprised us.
Once again. There you go. Every once in a while, right?
Well, until next week. Cheers.
Cheers.